that we could understand that the one that is just hiring shouldn't be over batalim because it's not his money. It's not his money. He's not the one. He's not working for him. But the Meshech Chochma brings down Akasha that why isn't the Baal HaBayis over because he sent someone else to hire him? L'chara, there's a concept of Shlucha Shel Adam Kamoisai. We know Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kula. It works. So V'haraya, it works because the guy is hired to you now. If it wouldn't work, so then it wouldn't be Chal the whole Schiris. So obviously the Schiris is Chal. He's M'chuyiv to work for you. And still there's no Baal Talin.
It's
not that zelafi shape will also etzloi.
Right.
No.
In this case, it's
not. No. That's what.
Yeah, he's working for the other guy's backyard. He knows he's not doing
the. Bakol has a new condition, and so
etzloi. No, but that's the question. What does that mean? This guy.
He said his work is by you, so your wages go to him.
No, but the person that he's working for, bottom line is, he worked on my field for me, and I owe him the money. So why is it no Baal Talmud? Because someone else told him to go there, but so what?
There's only a clash on the Baal Talmud.
Right. No, that's what I'm saying. I'm asking the Baal Bais. Why isn't the Baal Bais over al Shlichus? Because he made the guy Shlich to hire for him. L'chor, there should be a klal of Shlich HaShalom K'moisei. That's the Mishnah Chochmah's kasha. So he says, first of all, he says that... that we'll see, we saw already, and we'll see more in detail next week, about Tanai. A person made a Tanai, or a certain arrangement with the worker, when he should work for you, when he's owed the money, v'chulu. So he wants to say, so first he says a svara, that it's a lack of smichas das. Because since, why didn't the guy just hire me himself? Obviously, he's not so serious about this. If he would be taking it so seriously, he would come down, interview me personally, figure it out. Well, is he sending out people to hire me? Obviously, he's not so particularly, he's not so involved in this business, so he's not so richdas. But then he wants to say an unbelievable diak in the pasuk. He says that this is what the pasuk means, and the Targum Unklos is much like this. It says, Le'solim pu'las sachir itcha ad boiker. So if you look at the trop, it should say, Le'solin pu'ulas sacher, it should say, do not be mal in the pu'ulas sacher, itcha ad boiker, with you until the morning. But the chop is not like that. It says, Le'solin pu'ulas sacher itcha ad boiker. So he says it's a sacher itcha, that it has to be that you hired him. Because if it's sacher itcha that you hired him, if you didn't hire him, then there's no Baal Talmud. This is the makar for this halach. Good. So the Angel Chod Varver would be if he's doing the Baal Talin, but the Shlichus here is on the hiring. And the Baal Talin is later when I don't pay him. So it wouldn't be Angel Chod Varver on this. So it's just a regular Shlichus, so the guy hired him for me and it worked, the Shlichus. So what's going on? Why is there this Tanai that you have to do it? So he says basically it's exactly a cost of Lesolim. It should say even better. Lesolim itcha pu'ula sacher. That's really the grammatical way to say it. So the fact that Torah said Lesolim pu'ula sacher itcha, it's coming to tell you that the sacher has to be itcha, that you have to be the one that hired him. Fine. Now the Gemara seems to say over here that there's a pasha to eitza how to get out of all Baal Talin. You can get out of all Baal Talin, just have someone else. Every time you hire someone, you know, just you don't make the phone calls. So if you're afraid that you're gonna be over Baal Talin, so you know you need someone to mow your lawn or you need a babysitter or whatever, so just call your neighbor and say, you know, can you call the babysitter to come over for me tonight? And you're cleared. So the Gemara seems to say that. So the Gemara seems to say that they switched, they traded, yeah? Oh. So first of all, it's true. In Echami, that's what the Gemara says. However, Tosfos brings down, there's a Gemara before that says that even if you're not over Baal Talin, right, let's say you pass the first morning. Once you pass the first day, there's no Baal Talin. There's a new Issa Drabon of Baal Tashe. Right? Mikan ve'elech mai. Amarav over Mishum Baal Tasha, which is Sifches in Shulchan Aruch. The next Sif in Shulchan Aruch, if you look, Sifches in Shulchan Aruch, Avar Zmanoi, in Baal Bais over Mishum Baal Talin, Umikom Mokom, Chayv Litin Lemiyad, Ubechol Eis Shiyash, if you keep on pushing him off, over Allah Shal Divrim Shinim Al Taimer Lereach, Lech Vashayv, Lech Vashayv. So there's Allah, you're not allowed to push him off, even if there's no Baal Talin, there's a Darabon on Halach, you can't push him off for no reason, that's an Issa Darabon of Baal Tasha. You're not allowed to hold it for no reason. Like Menashe was saying before, though, that this is a darbanan has very specific darm. If you have any reason why you're pushing him off, you're busy or this, that.
You have a good reason.
Not having the money could be even a good reason for the deraisa, Allah of Baal Talin. We'll see. But even just tell him, I'm busy, I'm sorry, I'm not just, here's his Allah, don't tell him Lech Vashayv. Don't disregard the guy. I'm not disregarding him. I'm busy. I'm doing other things.
Rashi says, even if you have money, come across money that you didn't expect, but it's not Yom HaShuk yet, you can sit there holding the bag of money until you go away.
Well, that could be even for the Baltolin. That's even
for the Baltolin.
Right. That's even for the Baltolin. But I'm saying that even if you have the money, but you're just Torud, it's enough for Baal Tashe. Okay, that's enough for Baal Tashe. So it's not enough for the halacha of Baal Talon, but that would be enough for Baal Tashe. So that means that even though when you hire through a shliach, there's no Baal Talon, there's still a Baal Tashe. And since there's still a Baal Tashe, the guy's going to call you and you have no good excuse. You're still going to be over this in Jarbana. So you're not clean, you know, legamri. And that's what Tosfos means. If you look at Tosfos, that's what Tosfos says over there, the top Tosfos. Now Tosfos says that why did they make these arrangements? Why did they hire through a shliach? So Tosfos says, not because he was going to push them off for no reason, but because so he wouldn't be over Baal Tashe because he was busy. But if he would have hired himself, he would have been over Baal Talon. And Baal Talon being busy is not a good excuse. So therefore, no, because Tosfos is bothered. What did he gain? If he has the money, he's going to pay. So he's going to pay either way. He doesn't want to be over this Drabanan. And if he doesn't have the money, so he's not going to be over Baal Talon either. So Tosfos says it's a case that he was afraid he was going to be busy. And if he was going to be busy, that's not a good enough excuse for Baal Talon, but it is a good enough excuse for Baal Tash. Fine. Now, this is the status of this Gemara. Now, this is what we shtelled on originally. The first kasha we asked was, why is the Baal Bayis not over? L'chor shlucho shaladim kamaisa. So we said, no, there's a halacha that you have to hire him because otherwise the guy has no smichas das. Let's now analyze the other way around. What about the person that hired? Why and when are there going to be scenarios that the person that hires, why is he not over? And are there going to be cases that Hitaka is over? So what's the nafkamina? So first of all, the place can take out of this Gemara that if you hire through a hiring agency, right, like a third party hiring agency, or you have a human resource, you know, type of department in the business, in the company that's involved in hiring, so it would come out that there's no Baal Talon at all. However, the Poskim said that's only if the actual decision is made by that company or that department. But if, let's say, the department, they go through all the resumes and they do all the interviews until they finally get down, you know, okay, we narrowed it down to these three people, but the ultimate hiring is done by the company, you know, by the Baal boss, so then you don't have this heter. So I don't know how it usually is in these places. What?
Depends on the position.
It depends. So there are companies where the actual
human resources is a paid employee, and it's all the same company.
No, but Lamaisa Soif Kol Soif.
What subcontracted out?
No, even Minei Obey, because it just, what's the difference? Omer lechaveiro leich v'schar lipoilin. That's what he did. He paid him to do that. But basically, the Baal boss is Omer lechaveiro leich v'schar lipoilin. So.
Hiring agency does everything.
Okay, so if there's a hiring agency that does everything, then they do everything. But if there's, and then there wouldn't be Baal Talon.
Right.
But if there would be, but if you have an agency where they don't actually do the hiring, the agency just, you know, does the research and narrows it down. And
recommends.
Then recommends, but ultimately the hiring is done by the Baal boss, and you wouldn't have this hat, so you have to keep that in mind also. Now, the question that comes up, and is an important question, is again, what's the side of the tour? Why isn't the person that hires subject to the Baal Talon? So the Gemara says Zelafish ain't Pu'ulasai Etzlai. He doesn't have Pu'ulasai Etzlai. So what does it mean he doesn't have Pu'ulasai Etzlai? So what about the following case? So the normal case is when like we said, you know, you have someone that's hiring for a specific company and he everyone knows that the company's paying. The company is doing it, and this guy is just, you know, working for the company. What about if you have a case? What about a case where you have shareholders and you have, you know, the owner of the company out in wherever, you know, in in the corporate offices. But here you have a manager, and you have, you know, you have the manager, and they run everything. Okay, so he runs the business, he runs the accounts, and he does the hiring and everything. But happens to be, it's not his company. He's hired by headquarters.
So New York, but he's working here.
He's working here. So, so in that case, what's the halacha? Do you say that he's really working for the shareholders, or for even, or at least for the CEO, or, you know, in the company, or and therefore it's like ha'imer lechaveret save schar lepoilam, and he's just a shliach, and he's not going to be over bal talin? Or no, since it's biyada, maybe that's only because it's not really that whole svara is because it's not up to him to pay. If I tell you, you know, go work for this company, by the time the human resources department is finished with the guy and he's hired, they have nothing to do with him anymore. So it's not up to them to pay. But here, where he's the manager, it's up to him to pay. He's the one in charge of paying. He hired him, and he's the one that's delaying the payment. So maybe there should be bal talin. You hear the distinction over here? So what would you say? So here it seems to be a very big machloikis between Rabbi Aaron Kotler and the Chafetz Chaim. The Chafetz Chaim, we have the Avos Chesed here, so let's read it together inside. The Chafetz Chaim is in Perek Yud, Halacha Dalet. So he brings down the Avos Chesed, Perek Yud, Halacha... What? What do you mean, page?
Hey.
So he says over there, like this, he brings down all the halachos of Schar Chamalai, Schar Chamalabais, and then he says, Bamed Devar Mamurim, when is this regarding is B'Shliach Ba'alma? This is a regular shliach that, you know, you send the guy off to go work. Let's say someone's not just a shliach, he's actually an apotropis, means he controls the money. Ultimately, the payalim know that he's just the apotropis, so he controls the money, he's the manager, but he doesn't actually, it's not his money, okay? Afilu scharn bestam. Even if he didn't say anything, have a koimer scharchem alai v'over babal talin. That's like scharchem alai, because the Chafetz Chaim is understanding, like we had in the Gemara, when the Gemara says that ha'imer lechaver tzev scharchem lepolim imam scharchem alai is chayev. So what does that mean? So normally you would say scharchem alai means work for me. If I told you to work for me, then you're chayev. If I told you to work for someone else, then you're potter. But let's say I told you work for someone else, but I'll pay you to work for someone else. So what's that? So Chafetz Chaim says that's also called Schachem Alai, because as long as I'm telling you that I'm achroy on your wages, so there's batalon on that. Hagam it's a chiddush because he's not really your worker. He's working for the company. He's not working for you. But since you hire and you control the money, l'chayra, according to the Chafetz Chaim's apotropos over here, a manager would be like that. I think it's a good sushtal to say that the Chafetz Chaim would say that you're chayiv in such a case.
The
payroll manager didn't hire.
The manager also maybe didn't hire.
No, so I'm talking about a guy that yeah, if he didn't hire, if he didn't hire, didn't hire. I'm talking about a manager that hired to work in his, you know, his company, but it's not his company ultimately. You know, he doesn't make the money, doesn't lose the money, he just manages the company. So, the Chafetz Chaim would still say, in such a case, you're chayiv. Now, Rabbi Aaron Kotler, in a tshuva over here, Rabbi Blazer Sover, he says the following. He says, Avada, you're not over bal talin in such a case. And the reason for that is, he says, "Together pu'ulasei etzlei hainu shenishar etzlei schar pu'ulasei." Means to say that you're holding back the money, and you're gaining by not paying him. Meaning to say,
interest in the bank holding his money.
Right. Who's making the money on not paying him? Right. Pu'ulasei itcha. You have the pu'ula with you. You're holding the money and not giving it to him. But if you just manage the money, but ultimately, if the money's sitting in the bank, it's not in your bank account. It's in the company's bank account. So that means the money's not yours. So Zakhtu Baran, Achre de Ein Acher, Shi Yishalem, Ein Anira, Degede Pu'ulase Etzle, Hainu, Shinishar Etzle, Schar Pu'ulase, Avakan, Halo Einu Bala Mammon. He doesn't own the money. Vele Nishar Etzle Hamammon.
The Mashem Akiv, halo shayach, he's talking about a gizbar for Hekdesh. It's shayach to Hekdesh. And he says the biggest raya is because let's say he quits, he's fired or he resigns or whatever. The minute he leaves the company, he has nothing to do with this guy anymore. He doesn't owe him the money. And even a court, right? So since it's not his money that he's going to be paying from, even though he runs the accounts and he's in charge, still Reb Aaron holds that you won't have batalin in such a case.
I'm not sure that they're arguing. Seems to be talking about where the manager is afraid for payment.
He's afraid for payment, but it's only an apotropis. He's not paying.
He's not
afraid
for payment. All he does is he gets a bundle of cash from the owners every 2 weeks, and then
maybe
he doesn't have a
payment. No, the Chavetz Chaim is not like that. But he's saying he's an apotropis al nechsei chaveri. That means that ultimately he's just a trustee on the
foundation. But the operations, but I don't collect the money and actually have to hand it out. The ownership sends over the cash every 2 weeks to pay. They're the ones that
are
making sure there's cash flow to pay payroll. I don't actually do that. I manage the operation.
Yeah, but he's saying you pay it, no?
I divvy it out, but I'm not...
But that's what I'm talking about. If you give it out.
I'm not sure that there are.
Havi Koimer Schachem Allah, no, he's not saying that.
But isn't that the promise,
Apashopis has no achrai. It's not his money, though.
Yeah,
achrai, but it's not his money. He can't be poshea. He can't be poshea, but it's not his money, Lemaisa. The Chavetz Chaim is saying a case that you could be chayiv if you hire to work for someone else, even though you're paying with someone else's money. And Rabbi Aaron is saying, you know, if it's someone else's money, that means when I'm not paying, who's gaining? The Baal Bos, not me. So therefore, that's not going to be good enough. I don't know exactly in this case what would be, but the principle is Rabbi Aaron says you're only over Baal Talon on your money. And the Chavetz Chaim says you could be over Baal Talon on someone else's money. That's the issue of the machlokes.
That's why the Baal Bayis is benefiting, because if we take a look at a corporation,
yeah.
So if the apotropis, if the Miami manager representing the New York-based headquarters doesn't pay, the New York-based headquarters really doesn't benefit from it either, because in a corporation, correct me if I'm wrong, you know, there's that entity called the corporation.
Right.
It's not really going into a person's pocket.
Right. Okay, but that, but the point is, Rabbi Aaron.
Every entity is comprised of people.
Well, no, it's the halacha. There's a big machlokes about.
However, the tax accountant's working out at the end of the year. I'm the manager here. I gain nothing.
From right. That's for sure. Rabbi Aaron's point is that I'm not gaining.
Scheme trips somehow. Because they
would. So he's saying the
somehow they're the ones gaining.
So that's a tremendous chiddush. The fact that the apotropis doesn't gain from holding back someone else's wages,
right.
It's he's not responsible. You don't need somebody else to gain.
Exactly, as long as I'm not gaining.
That's what an artist
is. Has had nothing to do with somebody who may gain in New York.
Exactly. The point is, because then he's not gaining either. Even though he's not managing his own money, I mean. Meaning, if he gains by having a certain amount of cash flow.
But if you get a bonus,
that may be the difference.
Yeah, but he's not holding back his own money. That's the point, I think. I think the ultimate. If he gets a zaitig gain, I think Ramon's saying more. He's not gaining with this money that he's not paying with. Now, the money that he's not paying, the money that he's not paying is not in his account. He's holding back someone else's money. He's not holding back his own money. So therefore, since he's holding back someone else's money, that's what Byron says is no baton. So it's interesting.
Irrelevant.
It's not mine.
Not his.
Right.
That's all that matters.
Right. I'm not holding back my own money. So therefore, that's not called pula socher itcha. It's not the pula socher is not with you. So therefore, there's no iser of leisolin. Just like there's not going to be an iser baltolin by if you don't have money at all. So there's also So that's what we're saying is that when the Gemara says Tzcharchem Alai is Chayev, the Chafetz Chaim says Tzcharchem Alai means that as long as I'm obligated to pay you, then already I'm over Baal Talmud, even if it's not my own money. Rabbi Aaron says, no, Tzcharchem Alai means you're working for me, and I'm going to pay you from my own money. That's when you're Chayev. I'm just going to pay you, but I'm not actually going to be the one that's a chai. So according to Rabbanan, the tour is much greater. According to Chafetz Chaim, it's only talking about a hiring agency or department where they actually are not responsible for the payment bachlal. That would come out to be the machalik. So chayr, it's negeh to, you know.
So according to the Chafetz Chaim, if you have a general contractor who's going to pay the sub workers that he paid, since he hired the subcontractors, then he would have to, then it would be responsible for the subcontractor. The contractor would have to pay the subcontractor. So you know what that is for if he doesn't pay.
I don't know if even Rabbanan disagrees with that.
He prepays at the vet and then he collects later.
Well, that's an interesting question. What's the deal with the subcontractor? Because the contractor, a Jewish contractor, has subcontractors that are Jewish. So the subcontractor, yeah, but that, I think even according to Byron, he would have to pay. He would be chived there. Because he's responsible. The subcontractors are working for the contractor directly, and he says he's going to pay them from his own money. He's not saying he's going to pay them from the owner's money. I mean, even if the owner doesn't pay the general contractor, he still is obligated to pay the subs.
So what's the deal that they said that, you know, you work for him and then nobody's responsible?
Yeah, because there, what he was saying was that a Maymar was telling the people, go work by Marzutra, and Marzutra's going to pay you. So since Marzutra didn't actually do the hiring, he's Potter. And that's what we discussed originally. Why is it such a halacha? But there it's only because Schach Mal Balabayas. But here, when he hires the subs, he's saying, Schachem alai, I'm going to pay you from my own money.
So if he would have said that Balbais is going to pay you.
Oh, so if you're going to tell me that the Balbais will pay you, so I don't know why you're paying the general contractor then. But but if you say that Balbais will pay you, you won't have Baltalan on there.
But
so,
I think that Raya of Rav makes a lot of sense. In other words, if the guy left the company, is he ultimately responsible?
Right.
And that goes back to Rav Anna said. I wonder if the Chafetz Chaim would say the same thing in that situation. You know, the guy has no personal responsibility on it.
Well, they all
he
say...
the company, he doesn't have the... That's it, it's done.
So I don't know if an apotropist has personal responsibility. The Chorin apotropist is not mechuyev to go pay from his own personal account.
Right. I
don't know, you saw him or whatever, but normally that's not the point. It seems so like the point...
Right.
And still the Chafetz Chaim is saying that that's called Schachem alai. Okay.